Okay, very good. Well, thank you, doctor. Appreciate your presentation, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again. So at this point, it is now 10:33. Why don't we take a 15-minute break?
Thank you, Eric. For those that have it readily available, the Monkfish meeting materials can be located under tab 10 of your council binder. The Monkfish Committee and PDT have continued working on the 2022 Monkfish priorities, specifically Framework 13, with fishing year 2023 through 2025 specifications and management measures, the PDT and AP fishery performance report, and the management track assessment. The Monkfish AP met on May 4th to discuss the current state of the fishery and get input on the performance report for input on Framework 13 and for setting of the 5-year and RSA research priorities. The PDT met on May 12th. The committee met on May 26th to review a full draft of the performance report, develop Framework 13, continue to develop Framework 13, and update research priorities. The FSC reviewed the performance report on June 6th, and the PDT met again on June 21st to continue making progress on all the taskings. For today's meeting, staff is going to review the progress to date on the priorities. The council can give any input on the development of Framework 13, and we will be bringing forward a consensus statement from the committee specific to the 2023 through 2024 Monkfish RSA priorities. And we are also going to ask for some council feedback on whether GARPO should issue an RFP for the 2023-2024 research set aside. I do believe that first Rachel is going to give a brief update on the performance report, and then we'll be turning it over to Jenny for Framework 13. I'm assuming they're all set up and ready to go, so I'll turn to Dr. Feeney first for the performance report.
Okay, thank you very much, Chairman Eitri. Good morning, council members, again. So just a brief update on where we are with our annual priorities. No actions required today on the first items here. I do, as she said, have a couple slides about the fishery performance report. We also have Dr. Lisa Kerr from the SSC online, and she'll give a few comments from SSC perspectives on that report. We also, the next list on the priorities here is the Monkfish Management Track Assessment. That is in progress. The AOP meeting occurred in May, and that assessment is ongoing and will be peer-reviewed in September. And then finally, the priority on Framework 13, as she noted, that work is ongoing. We're expecting final action on that framework in December. And then we have the update on the RSA priorities. So first, on the performance report, this is the council work priority to develop an advisory panel and plan development team joint report on the performance of the fishery to better understand present conditions of the fishery. So at this point, the plan team and advisors have drafted that report. The committee had an opportunity for comment in May. SSC reviewed that report in June. We're now working on finalizing the report based on all the comments that we've gotten in, also from staff leadership. We'll be adding in any fishing year 2021 data that become available over the summer, and we'll be providing that to the advisors, committee, and council in final form in August and September. The draft report, as it went to the committee and the SSC, is in your binder today. Just pointing out a couple of key points from that performance report. So the stock status is really as of 2013, not overfished, not overfishing, no overfishing is occurring. We'll be getting an update of that through this coming assessment. There's a substantial amount of latent effort in this fishery in terms of days at sea underutilized and possession limits underutilized. We had concerns a few years back about a high level of discarding in the fishery in the southern area. The report notes that those discards did decline in 2019 and 2020, but we will be putting in fishing year 21 data, so it's kind of yet to see if that trend is continuing. In the northern area, recall this fishery is split into two different areas for total allowable landings. The catch has been at or near the catch limits in recent years, and the total allowable landings use has been quite high. That's not been the case in the southern area, where we've had about 40 to 50% of the TAL being used in the last 5 years or so. We've had generally decreasing revenue in recent years. The advisors pointed to market losses, some of which has been due to COVID issues. Others, there have been some losses in foreign markets that were notable. Advisors noted increasing costs for fishing, and with decreasing revenues, some concerns about wages not being competitive, it being difficult to compete with shoreside industry for crew and captains for vessels. Concerns noted about overlaps with wind energy development, ongoing concerns about protected species interactions and regulations that may be developing as part of the Atlantic large whale take reduction plan, current conversations there, and some concerns about the current effort controls creating inefficiency in the fishery. As I said, the report's been reviewed by a couple of different bodies here, and these are just a few of the points that have come up through that review. Dr. Kerr will present a little bit more detail from the SSC perspective. Generally, those folks who have reviewed the document have appreciated, particularly hearing advisory panel members' perspectives on the state of the fishery, really kind of apart and outside of any current management action tasking, you know, that the committees give advisors to talk about. It's important to note, and we will be noting in the report, the demographics of the advisory panel. In this case, our current monkfish advisory panel is largely made up of fishermen fishing in the southern area and with gillnets, so it is a little bit of absent from northern perspectives or other gear types. there was an interest in clarifying how discards are calculated in this fishery. There have been some clarifications to the history of gear use, particularly the advent of gillnets in the southern area, which used to be a more trawl-dominated fishery in the south. A request to add more data about price trends, seasonal trends and prices, imports versus exports, kind of any information that's known about where the monkfish are going once landed. Really ideas for future reports, not so much in this report, but a desire to clarify the degree of latency in the fishery, particularly if there are permits that have been inactive, how long they've been inactive. Wanting a request to ask the advisors more directly about any environmental influences on their fishing, and that there's really not a need to ask advisors about their ideas for research priorities because we do have that annual process that we're already soliciting their input regularly about that, so can focus their efforts towards other questions. And that's the end of my slides. we want to take any quick comments, I think Dr. Kerr is online and we'll have the SSC comments.
Okay, why don't we see if there's any questions so far from the council for Dr. Feeney? Any questions so far? Seeing none, anyone from the public? Seeing none. Dr. Feeney, Dr. Kerr.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. I see the slides are coming up. So thank you. I'm Lisa Kerr. I'm the SSC chair and here to report out on our SSC discussion of the Monkfish Fishery Performance Report. The SSC received a presentation on the draft fishery performance report from Jenny Couture of the council staff. And the goal of the presentation was to, give the SSC an opportunity to comment and present ideas about the utility of the report, other data that could be included, or how the report can be helpful in making ABC recommendations. Next slide, please. So we'll just note that this is the first fishery performance report developed by the New England Council and was modeled after approach used by the Mid-Atlantic Council, and the intent being to really help the Monkfish Committee, SSC, and councils understand the Monkfish fishery better and interpret fishery data. The SSC really appreciated the opportunity to review the report and found the information useful context for interpreting the fishery-dependent data on monkfish and provided some understanding of the socioeconomic variables that affect fishery performance. And generally found that the report provided good insights on the range of variables that affect the fishery over time, like changes in the regulatory environment, market forces, and changes in the fishing community. Next slide, please. And so the SSC did provide some suggestions for enhanced or additional information to consider in the inclusion of future reports, and Rachel touched on some of these. These included suggestions to include trends in price over time, to expand information about the fishing community, to understand in more detail perhaps fluctuations in landings by port and potential future changes, a description of the regulatory changes that might affect the fishery performance, inclusion of the impact of protected species management.